Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. The theater of World War II was primarily located in Europe, thousands of miles away from Barbados, but the reality of that conflict was intermittently felt in the Caribbean throughout its duration, and on this day, Friday, February 27, 1942, 16 men found themselves stranded at sea after being torpedoed by a submarine, and they were towed into the carenage at Bridgetown. On the following day, the Barbados Advocate reported that 650 miles off the east coast of Barbados, the Blue Star Line steamer, the SS Scottish Star, was torpedoed on Thursday, February 19th. 8 days later, the fishing boat Stella picked up 16 of the crew members who were adrift in the waters off Barbados and towed them and their lifeboat into the carenage. The crew of the Stella were on a fishing trip when about noon they caught sight of an unusual-looking craft, with the crew trying to catch their attention. On close observation, they came into contact with 16 seamen who were described as, quote, sunburnt, bearded, and begrimed, end quote, asking to be taken ashore. According to the Barbados Herald, the men later told of being on a supply ship on a quote-unquote special mission, and to protect the mission, they were not privy to the complete details of their route. So when they were forced to abandon ship, they were unsure of their location. The backstory of the event memorialized on this day is that on Thursday, February 19th, the SS Scottish Star was torpedoed at 9:10 p.m. by an Italian submarine. At 9:30 p.m., the ship was abandoned as four lifeboats were launched, in which all 72 crew members made good their escape. The Herald reported that during the night, the lifeboats were separated, three of which were later picked up by HMS Diomede. The fourth boat kept course due west, hoping to arrive at Barbados. Of the 16 men who made it safely to the shores of Barbados was Sidney Graham. He was the onboard fireman, and his father was a Barbadian seaman. Graham Sr. had married and settled in England, and his son had taken to the sea, following in his father's footsteps, but had never before visited Barbados. Through these horrific circumstances, he set foot on the land of his father's birth and remained for 6 months, attended by family, until a ship was sent to transport the crew back to Britain. The world was at war, and Barbados felt the tremors of that conflict as they reverberated around the world, and this was not to be the last time. The submarine warfare of World War II would again be drawn to the shores of Barbados, as on September 11th the same year, the steamship CNS Cornwallis would be torpedoed in Carlisle Bay. However, on this day, February 25th, 1942, 16 members of SS Scottish Star were rescued off Barbados and towed to shore.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.